specjalnym studiu Szkoły Głównej Handlowej w Warszawie i Dziennika Gazety Prawnej zorganizowanym w kuluarach Forum Ekonomicznego w Karpaczu. Mam zaszczyt gościć dyrektora regionalnego, odpowiedzialnego za swój sektor tu właśnie w Europie Środkowej, pana Tomasa Weigolda z firmy Sandoz. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for accepting our invitation. We've just finished the panel discussion about the future of the pharmaceutical sector and the sector of public health services. From the point of view of you enterprise, what would be the investments in our region? I mean, not only in the production of the medicines, but also research and development programs, but also CSR and other activities connected to the profile of Sandoz.
Yeah, so I think for Sandoz, one of the big investment areas is in our people. Yeah. So I think we had another panel discussion just before where the importance of having well-educated people helping to grow the economy, helping also to grow and to manage the healthcare system is of utmost importance. And that's one area we are investing a lot of money and a lot of efforts to train our people, to provide fantastic opportunities to make careers, maybe also, as we're an international company, to also work abroad to get the international experience. So that's one big element in our investment. If it's more the financial investment, you mentioned, of course, for us as a generic and biosimilar company, production capacity is a very, very critical and important area. And I think it's also for the Polish society, also for the Ministry of Health, an important area that companies like ours keep investing and high investments in healthcare and in health and medicine productions in Poland, because it's contributing to the drug safety of the patients, right? And I think the one thing we learned in the last two crises we are managing is that supply is really critical, and to be too much dependent from other parts of the world makes us more vulnerable. And I think there's a big effort, and we join there, right, to put investments back into Europe. And I'm very happy also that we get a lot of more also investments now in Poland. We will expand our production capacity, for example, here.
But also you mentioned that there is a lack of competitiveness in this sector in our country in comparison with the neighboring countries. What is to be done as the next step in our sector? And Sandoz would maybe be involved in this process. Tell us.
I think what we need, right, is a reliable, stable, predictable environment. Because a lot of the investments, and also what you now just mentioned, right, these are strategic, bigger investments usually. And as a company, of course, we have an accountability that we say if we put bigger investments for many years somewhere, ideally it's in an environment which is predictable, where you have good partnerships, where your voice sometimes is also heard, right? And I think that is something we would need. We have a lot of dialogue, so I think, I mean, there's more listening, I must say now, to each other. What are the needs of the public sector, the government, but also the private sector? And I think if we can continue this dialogue and create this longer-term, stable, predictable environment, I think it's for a lot of companies a very attractive country to bring investments in.
Somebody said the four riders of apocalypse are approaching, mentioning epidemics, and mentioning also the economic difficulties as inflation and the risk of stagflation in some countries. But the war in Ukraine is something that completely reshuffled the previous structure, economic system in our region. And the question is, how it has affected you activities.
Yeah.
What is you were also present in Russia, I suppose, but
yep.
Then you withdrew and you are now focusing on Ukraine. That is very honorable, and so we appreciate it very much. Could you please just comment these aspects?
So I think there are different aspects to this whole situation, right? So one, for us, it was very important at the beginning, right, that we support all the families of our colleagues in the Ukraine if they decide to
You've
come over the border.
There, yeah?
We have a plant there, we have a pretty big organization, so more than 500 people working for our company in the Ukraine. And very early on when this whole thing started, we provided them immediately contacts to contact us here to understand how can we help you. If your family is coming over, because men could not leave the country, but the families could leave, elder people could leave, to give them all the support they need in this, I mean, devastating situation, right? So that was something I felt absolutely exceptional. I mean, how the country, but also how our employees reacted to this. We had many, many volunteers immediately saying, I can't pick people up from the border, I can bring them to Warszawa, right? We organize accommodation and so forth, right? Then the second part was more something we could do because we are a medicine supplier, right? We are producing medicine. So our company has donated more than $33 million in medicines to the Ukraine, because it became clear very soon that there will be a disruption of medicine supply into the Ukraine, to the population there. The normal commercial ways are not working anymore. So it was a time where pharmaceutical companies could organize medical donations to the country, right? And I'm very happy that we got very, very much support from our headquarters as well. So we brought a lot of donation medicines here to Poland, and then we were working with the Strategic Reserve Agency under the Prime Minister on the logistics, how we can then from Poland bring these medicines into the Ukraine, into the pharmacies, the hospitals, and so forth. And I'm happy that we could really work on both. So supporting families coming over, but also donating medicines, which we bring then into the Ukraine, right? And that commitment and that passion we have stands. We don't know what's happening now in the next couple of months.
And you envision to continue this cut? Yeah,
that is something we are ready to continue according to the needs the situation will provide. Right?
I see. What are the current priorities for Sandoz Poland?
So we want to expand in areas where we see there's the biggest need of patients, right? Cardiovascular diseases, unfortunately, are still increasing. Cancer, still increasing. And from our business perspective, right, we are providing affordable, high-quality medicines, right? So when you look into the future, let's say 3 to 4, 5 years, there will be many, many very impactful medicines losing their patent. And that's the time when we can come in and make these innovative products now affordable and accessible to a much wider population, right? So these are areas we want to work on. Biosimilars on one side, right? So really more the oncology, immunology treatments, but then also painkillers, antibiotics. At the moment, there was a bit of a shortage in Poland of antibiotics, so we want to expand that we can serve really all the patients, and cardiovascular is another area.
If I am just to advise some of my friends to work for Sandoz, what would you have said as the most attractive moment to join you, this group of people working in Sandoz as a company?
I think that there are two or three things which are quite unique from my perspective. So one is we really work with everybody. So it's not a very hierarchical structure we're introducing. We want to empower our people, right? Because it's much more energizing, fulfilling if you know, well, you have your own projects, you work on them. So the way how we want to everybody to work with us is a much more integrating way to work, right? So I rely a lot on my leadership team. I don't have to check on them the whole time, right? I mean, they are experts, they know what they're doing. We rather have to set ambitious goals and then spend the time not on controlling, we have to spend the time on finding the solutions, right? So that's one thing which is very strong in Sandoz. The other one is you just look at our portfolio, our pipeline, investments coming now also into Poland, right? We're in a very, very strong position. We are growing this year extremely well, which means that our medicines are needed, right? And we have the capacity and also the international background, right, where we get a lot of support. It's more that we understand what is needed in the country, and then we can organize that. So I think you would enter into a company which is very collaborative on one side, which is very flexible. For example, we don't need everybody back in the office. I think, certain times and meetings you have to have in the office, but the rest, it's up to you how you bring your best work-life balance together. And a lot of people appreciate that a lot, right? And then you have a portfolio and also future pipeline, which is very attractive. So
attracted already.
I think it's a company which will grow a lot more in the future, right? And we take care of people because we think that's a big success part of the future of Sandoz.
Thank you very much. I think not only me, but many people would be attracted. But you have also been in a good position and had a good background to try. Thank you very much for sharing with us your time and your thoughts regarding the situation in this sector and also the situation of Sandoz. Moim i Państwa gościem był Pan Tomasz Weigold, który jest prezesem, dyrektorem regionalnym firmy Sandoz Polska. Rozmawialiśmy o sektorze usług medycznych, ale i produkcji farmaceutycznej w kontekście rozmaitych trudnych lekcji, których musimy się nauczyć po pandemii i przede wszystkim w kontekście nieakceptowalnej wojny w Ukrainie. Ja nazywam się Mariusz Sieski, reprezentuję Szkołę Główną Handlową w Warszawie i miałem przyjemność tę rozmowę przeprowadzić. Dziękuję.